This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A friend of mine pitched me a very funny idea for a comedy the other day, and I asked him what every writer asks every other writer around this time of year. So, when are you going out with it? Meaning, when are you going to pitch this idea to what the colorful phrase makers in the industry call the marketplace, the ever-growing collection of channels and apps and buttons and cable stations and networks that keep buying shows, the places you see with billboards and bus cards all over town, advertising shows you've never really heard of but think, hey, that looks good. So when are you going out to that marketplace, I asked. Well, he said, the broadcast market is closed right now. They were open until last week, my agent told me, but cable comedy is looking for takes on the workplace, and the streaming places are only reading what they call edgy, socially relevant comedy, and the smaller places are only open to fully packaged projects. So, nowhere, I asked? Yeah, nowhere, he said, until it all opens up again next year. I was just too late this year. Which is strange, of course, because the one thing that was supposed to happen with this explosion of new channels and outlets was a general explosion in the way business has been done in the TV universe, the stately and ossified pace of it, the development cycle which opens in June or July and then snaps shut in October, then pilot orders in January and series orders in May and upfronts in 2 weeks in Italy, and then it all starts again over and over, year in, year out, which explains why the broadcast television offerings always seem so, well-worn. I mean, your Christmas tree looks well-worn and the same every year, too. I mean, it's nice, but it's the same, right? What was supposed to happen with all of this disruption, and that's the word we've all heard, was a kind of a Dodge City of series development with new shows and an open calendar and a, hey, pitch us anything you've got, and we're open to anything. But even the new places apparently have settled into the comfy chair of the old ways, which in wartime is what gets you killed. Military historian and strategist John Boyd came up with something called the OODA loop, something that only a military guy could come up with, frankly, in the early 1960s, which stands for Observe, Orient, Decide, Act, and I understand about 10% of it, which is about twice as much as I usually understand about things like this, but the basic gist is the coverage, in other words, is this. You've got to be taking in information from everywhere and then orienting it according to your mission and then deciding what to do about it and then acting on it pretty much all of the time. It's a continuous process. It's a loop, not a sequence, meaning you can't divide your time between research, planning, and acting. You can't cut yourself off. The platoon that does that, or I guess the comedy development team, well, it's going to walk into an ambush, which is to suggest this. Maybe all of those channels and networks and stations and streaming services should operate within their OODA loops, hear pitches all year, order pilot scripts all year, order pilots to production all year, order episodes all year, do it all. Take it all in, stop trying to divide the year into missions, stop being closed to ideas or areas or shows, observe and orient, then decide and act. I mean, they might still get you, but it'll take them longer. And that, in Hollywood, is what winning means. And that's it for this week. Next week, we type fade in for KCRW. This is Rob Long.